It had been a long winter. I couldn't begin to estimate the number of times I'd made that observation, either out loud or to myself. Not to mention the frequency with which I heard other people voice the exact same sentiment. But now it was April, and even though the sun would feel warmer in May and June, and then, in July, hotter than a lot of Rhode Islanders would deem within their normal comfort limits, the warmth on that particular spring afternoon felt damn good. It sort of gave me the same warm and fuzzy feeling I used to get way back when I was a senior in high school, and my English lit teacher, Mrs. Hathaway, I think her name was, would flash me the occasional sultry look that conveyed to me the promise that I was guaranteed an A in a class, whether I did my homework or not. And that wasn't the only thing I was guaranteed, at least judging by the hours after school that she spent alone with me in the back of a classroom, tutoring me, if you catch my drift. Or even better still, there was that special warm and fuzzy feeling I'd often get whenever I'd lie back and enjoy a Marlboro right after I'd just finished getting up close and personal with the hottest glamour girl in the whole school. Well, sometimes it would be her luscious and more experienced older sister. Or you all get the idea, folks, I'm sure. Yeah, I guess I'm starting to come across here as some kind of oversexed, conceited braggart. But if I were to sugarcoat the whole issue, I'd be accused of lying. And my old man told me a long, long time ago that lying would result in my never earning the right to borrow his car when I got old enough to drive. Although, little did he realize it at the time, I soon grew up to be a totally carefree and unscrupulous bastard who helped himself to the car keys any old time the spirit moved me, with or without the old man's knowledge or permission. By that time, I already had both my parents wrapped around my middle finger, and all they could do was moan and groan over me being undisciplined and, as my old lady and some of my old teachers put it, a potential danger to society. And to think, I was just your regular old all-American boy who liked to have fun and, as soon as puberty hit, needed to get laid as often as possible. And if my parents, teachers, or what have you couldn't deal with it, then that was their problem, not mine. End of story. But to get back to the present, I was currently 36 years old, stood 6 feet tall, had unruly but stunningly beautiful blonde curls adorning my scalp, sported the most impressive blonde and bushy mustache imaginable, and walked the surface of this planet with a posterior that was so awesome in its splendor, it put the Leaning Tower of Pizza to shame. Oh, and did I mention the fact that I weigh in at about 200 pounds, and that it's 100% all-American beef, or that I have the reputation of being a totally unscrupulous bastard, and that I wear that particular badge with honor? On the downside, my right earlobe looks a bit gross, due to the fact that it was once partially chewed off by one of the more obnoxious members of the Birchwood Police Department, a guy by the name of Gil Bailey, who was one of my most serious competitors in the race to become the world's all-time most unscrupulous bastard of them all. Well, I felt pretty confident that, in the end, I'd win out when it came to acquiring that dubious title, and even though the guy was one of the most formidable opponents I'd ever have to deal with in my entire life, he didn't have gorgeous blonde curls like I had. Plus, he shaved his head, so he didn't have any curls at all, right? But did he have a full bushy mustache as compensation for not having curly hair? No, he had a neatly trimmed goatee. That was it, and it looked pretty damn pathetic, if you ask me. And did he have a rear end on him that was to die for? Well, admittedly, I'd never checked it out on account of I ain't gay, but you all get the point I've been trying to make here, don't you? I should also point out that the guy held a part-time job, so that in addition to strutting around like a totally cocky public servant all day long, while he was on duty in the police force, he was able to spend even more hours than that strutting around every other night as the head bouncer down at Tamara's, which was only the hottest nightclub in the whole city.